Welcome into Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas with you here, and on the line with us is the head coach of the Eagle Grove football team, Coach Logan Willard. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you for having us again. I really appreciate it.
So this past week, the streak finally ended, 25-game losing streak. What was the longest losing streak in the state for just a week after Des Moines North broke their losing streak in week one. It came to an end with you guys knocking off Maple Valley, Anton Otho, Charter Oak, Udy. And I just got to ask, what was the feeling in the locker room after the game?
Oh, it was the coolest feeling. You know, we have a group of guys that have never won before. And, you know, me with no experience as a head coach. You know, and getting that win, and it was awesome to see the look on the guys' faces. They're very excited. You know, fun bus trip home. You know, we travel over 2 hours. Yeah, and you get a win, it makes things a lot better. So, just really happy for our guys. It was really cool.
Taking a look at your roster compared to when we previewed it a couple weeks ago, you made some changes in your lineup. We thought maybe Jake Jeske would be your starting quarterback. Tate Richardson moves into that starting quarterback role. You said that was due to injury, but Richardson is stuck there. Jeske, I believe you moved him to either a wingback or a fullback spot, and he had a huge game for you guys against MVAOCOU. Tate Richardson, Roberto Callis have been big for you guys. As I mentioned, Blake Morgan had a long touchdown run against the Rams, and Orlando Hernandez has really stepped up. Just what can you say about this group of running backs you've got, this along with quarterback Tate Richardson? They've been able to adapt to whatever they've been put into.
Yeah, no, I mean, when we talked last time, you know, Jake didn't get any preseason reps because of, you know, a preseason injury, and you know, we just thought, let's keep going with Tate at quarterback. He's doing a good job, and let's see where else we can plug in Jake. And you know, he was huge for us, a big spark of energy. You know, so it was good to get him back. And then, you know, that allowed, like, Roberto just to relax and get back in there and, you know, have a good 75-yard game. You know, and like I said, Blake Morgan's a home run hitter for us. And, you know, Orlando's really coming along strong. You know, he didn't play last year, you know, so we put him in at wingback. You know, he's a versatile guy for us. He can play wingback or fullback, and he's just, you know, he's stepping up and having, you know, taking that role. You know, before the season, it was an open position, and he's just taking it and ran with it. And so, you know, that's just those guys and all their hard work finally paying off. But, you know, as you know, we got to give credit to the offensive line. You know, mm-hmm. We got Peyton Larson and Jack Mendoza, you know, Corey Anderson up front leading the way for those guys. And so you got to definitely give those guys a shout out, because without them, those guys aren't moving anywhere.
And looking ahead to your schedule, you host West Central Valley on Friday night with a homecoming matchup and a very winnable game for your guys. What has been the message throughout the week to your players about perhaps maybe not getting too excited? You obviously want to be excited about finally getting a win after such a long drought, but what has been the message to your guys throughout the week of practice going into another game that's very winnable in West Central Valley?
Yeah, it's just really easy, and I know I said this last time, though. We just go one day at a time, and this is all uncharted territory for us. And we just can't forget what got us to this point. You know, we went through a whole last year, you know, dedicating into the weight room and kind of getting things off the field going first and then worry about football. So it's just the same message. Just stay hungry and keep working. Keep your head down, because, you know, we don't want to stop at one, you know. And so we're just going to keep going day by day. You know, worry, take care of our business, know your job, do your job. And we just go at it that way. You know, there's a lot more excitement. You know, and it makes practice a little more fun after a win, but at some point you got to move on and get ready for the next game. And so that's just kind of been the message, is just keep focusing and, you know, see how far we can take this.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck Friday night against
Thank
West
you.
Central Valley.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having us on again.
Mm-hmm. That was the head coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Logan Willard, here on Coach Speaker 95.7 KQWC, and we'll be right back after this.